our Lord, Judea, for nearly a century, had lain under the mastery of Rome. In the seventh year of the reign of Augustus Caesar, an imperial decree ordered every Judean each to return to his place of birth to be counted and taxed. The converging ways of many of them led to the gates of their capital city, Jerusalem, the troubled heart of their land. The old city was dominated by the fortress of Antonia, the seat of Roman power, and by the great golden temple, the outward sign of an inward and imperishable faith. Even while they obeyed the will of Caesar, the people clung proudly to their ancient heritage, always remembering the promise of their prophets that one day there would be born among them a Redeemer to bring them salvation and perfect freedom.
Name?
Samuel.
What city?
Joppa.
What family?
Michael.
Move on.
Yes.
Name?
Joseph.
What city?
Nazareth.
What family?
David of Bethlehem.
And the woman?
My wife.
Move on. You get counted of Bethlehem. Come on.
Thank you. Nazareth. We should arrive in Jerusalem tomorrow night.
You're not watching the soldiers, Joseph?
We've seen Romans before.
Yes. And we will see them again. My table is not finished. Where is your son?
He's walking in the hills.
Mm-hmm. He neglects his work, Joseph.
No. Once I reproached him with forgetting his work, he said to me, I must be about my father's business.
Then why isn't he here, working?
He's working.
Welcome, Masala. The command is yours.
Thank you.
Thank you for relieving me.
Bruce's? When I was a boy, I dreamed of commanding the Scarabs. Now the wheel is turned. I am in command.
Attention!
I'd forgotten the heat.
We're under the heat.
You know, I lived here until I was 14. Jerusalem was my home. My father was
popular under... Yes, I know. Your father is well remembered. Fine governor. If there can be such a thing in this forsaken land.
If you want to rise, Sextus, do the difficult. I asked to be sent here.
I think you'll find the people changed since you were a boy.
In what way?
Oh, won't pay their taxes, an irrational resentment of Rome.
There's nothing new in all that.
And then there's religion. I tell you, they're drunk with religion. They smash the statues of our gods, even those of the emperor.
Punish them.
We do. When we can find them.
Find the leaders.
Oh, you don't know. There's nothing you can put your finger on. I tell you, there are strange forces at work here. For instance, there's this Messiah
business. I know. There was one predicted when I was a boy.
A king of the Jews who will lead them all into some sort of anti-Roman paradise. Makes your head spin. And there's a wild man in the desert named John who drowns people in water. There's a carpenter's son who goes around doing magic tricks. Miracles, they call them.
There's always some sort of rabble-rouser going about stirring up trouble.
No. This man is different. He teaches that God is near in every man. It's actually quite profound, some of it.
You've been too long away from Rome. Go back, Sextus. Go to Capri, bathe, rest, lie by the sea, and forget that God is in every man. There is divinity in only one man.
Yes, I know.
The emperor is displeased. He wishes Judea made into a more obedient and disciplined province. He has ordered a new governor and me to restore order. I intend to carry out his wishes.
Yes, but how, Messiah? Oh, you can break a man's skull, you can arrest him, you can throw him into a dungeon. But how do you control what's up here? How do you fight an idea, especially a new idea?
There's a Jew outside. He wants to see the Tribune Messala.
I assume he has a name.
He says he's a prince. Prince Judah Ben-Hur.
Then treat him like one! Tell him I'll join him.
Yes, Tribune.
Centurion! This was his country before it was ours. Don't forget that.
Yes, Tribune.
Very wise. This Ben-Hur is the richest man in Jerusalem.
And the head of one of the greatest families in Judea. We were friends as boys. We were like brothers. Sextus, you ask how to fight an idea. I'll tell you how. With another idea.
Thought you would. I'm so glad. Look at you, and you come back a tribune. When I heard that news, I drank a toast to you.
We'll drink another now.
Your sister and mother, how are they?
They're fine. They've talked of nothing but you for days, ever since we knew you were coming.
Still the marriage yet?
So it has come and go, but she dreams. You know, she's been in love with you ever since she was 5 years old.
Can't wait to see them. Do you still hunt jackals and lions? Or have you become too dignified?
A Jew whose life you once saved.
The best thing I ever did. Judah, this is going to be a very difficult province to govern. I'm going to need help. Your help, your advice.
You want my advice?
Yes, I do.
Withdraw your legions. Give us our freedom.
Unfortunately, the emperor is devoted to his empire. He's particularly fond of Judea.
And Judea is not fond of the emperor.
Oh, is there anything so sad as unrequited love? Headquarters.
A bit grim.
Well, not grim. Austere. Virtuous. Roman.
Judah, I'm going to be second in command to the new governor. Valerius Gratus. He's arriving in a few days with two more legions.
Then the rumors are true.
The emperor does not approve of your countrymen.
There is rebellion in the wind. It will be crushed.
But you or your family need of no concern. I'm next in authority to the governor, and you're my friend.
I'm a Jew.
Oh, you're like a Roman.
What have you in common with the rabble that makes trouble here?
Rabble? They're my people. I'm one of them.
Be wise, Judah. It's a Roman world. If you want to live in it, you must become part of it.
You've changed.
I've grown up. I've seen the world since I left Jerusalem. I've seen Rome. And I tell you, Judah, it is no accident that one small village on the Tiber was chosen to rule the world.
Your legions.
It wasn't just our legion. Other countries have armies, fine armies. I know, I fought them.
Oh, no. No, it was fate that chose us to civilize the world. And we have. Our roads and our ships connect every corner of the earth. Roman law, architecture, literature are the glory of the human race.
I believe in the future of my people.
Of course you do. And you can help them.
How?
You're an aristocrat. Your name and your family's name is on it. You're a prince among your people. You're rich and you're powerful. Your reputation is stainless. And the people would listen if you were to speak out against rebellion. You would persuade your people that their resistance to Rome is stupid. It is worse than stupid, futile. For it can end in only one way, extinction for your people.
I'm against violence. Everyone knows this. I've spoken against it. I shall do so again.
Then we're agreed. Now, when can I come to see your family?
We had hoped tomorrow.
Good. And now for our toast. It's dreadful wine, by the way.
It's especially fermented for the Roman army.
You're very cruel to your conquerors. It's an insane world. But in it there is one sanity. The loyalty of old friends. Judah, we must believe in one another. Will you drink to that?
With all my heart.
Here it is. Place I've remembered. The court where we played a changing with God. The roof where we used to stand and throw pebbles at the people in the street and then hide. Well, we were rascals, weren't we?
No, you were good boys. I would have that time again.
And here it is. Nothing has changed.
Except for the fountain. The old well used to go dry so often, remember?
Promptly, every summer.
Yeah.
A new fountain and a new Tirza. You've grown up.
He hasn't changed, has he, Mother?
No.
Well, of course he has. He was a boy when he left us. Now he's a man with great responsibilities.
Come. The emperor bills and bills, turning brick to marble. I almost forgot. I brought you this.
What seen anything like this before. Beautiful. Is it Roman?
No, it's Libyan. I was there last year. A tremendous campaign. We met their armies on the coast, and after 2 days of fighting, they fled. Then we marched on their capital. Barbaric, said it, but fascinating. Or was, till we destroyed it. Now it's nothing but ashes. I'm boring you with soldier stories.
Come with me, Miss Stella. There's something I want to show you.
Thank you for this.
I chose the right present for you. It's a brooch for a woman.
What do you think of it?
Magnificent. Arabic.
I think he has the look of the breed. I've raised him.
Let me try him sometime.
Whenever you like. He's yours.
Do you mean you'll give me this? You are good.
It's going to be like old times, I know it.
Judah?
Tell me, did you think about what I said yesterday?
Yes. I've talked to a number of people already. Spoken against violence, against incidents. Most of the men I talked to agree with me.
Most? Not all?
No, not all.
Who does not agree?
Resentful, impatient.
Who are they? Yes, Judah. Who are they?
Would I retain your friendship if I became an informant?
To tell me the names of criminals is hardly informing.
They're not criminals, Miss Sala. They're patriots.
Patriots?
Yes, like...
Patriots!
Judah, let me explain something to you. Something you may not know. The Emperor is watching us. At this moment, he watches the East. This is my great opportunity, Judah, and yours, too. If I can bring order into Judea, I can have any post I want, and you'll rise with me, I promise. And you know where it can end? Rome! Yes, perhaps at the sight of Caesar himself. I mean it. It can happen, and this is the moment, Judah, I swear, this is the time. The Emperor is watching us, judging us. All I need do is serve him. And all you need do is help me. Serve him.
You speak as if he were God.
He is God. The only God. He is power, real power on earth. Not that. Help me, Judah.
I would do anything for you, Messiah. Except betray my own people.
In the name of all the gods, Judah, what do the lives of a few Jews mean to you?
If I cannot persuade them, that does not mean I would help you murder them. Besides, you must understand this, Marcella. I believe in the past of my people and in their future.
Future? You are a conquered people.
You may conquer the land. You may slaughter the people. But that is not the end. We will rise again.
You live on dead dreams. You live on the myths of the past. The glory of Solomon is gone. Do you think it will return? Joshua will not rise again to save you, nor David. There is only one reality in the world today. Look to the west, Judah. Don't be a fool. Look to Rome.
I would rather be a fool than a traitor or a killer.
I am a soldier.
Yes, who kills for Rome. And Rome is evil.
I warn you.
No! I warn you. Rome is an affront to God. Rome is strangling my people and my country, the whole earth. But not forever. I tell you, the day Rome falls, there will be a shout of freedom such as the world has never heard before.
Either you help me or you oppose me. You have no other choice. You're either for me or against me.
If that is the choice, Then I am against you.
Tribune must have many duties.
Come, let us have dinner.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the world, who bringeth to us bread from the earth. We shall never see him again, Tirza. He wanted to use me to betray our people.
Jude.
Simonides. Welcome. Judah. Oh, welcome, homecoming.
Master.
Simonides has brought gifts as usual. Amber and jade for me, silk for Tirza.
And for the master, Iberian wine.
Not to mention the best gift of all, your presence.
You do your servant honor. I also bring good news from Antioch.
The caravans from Petra
have all arrived.
Good.
Here is the accounting.
What of Numidia?
Trade route is ours, guaranteed by treaty with the king.
Once a year you bring your accounting. Once a year I find myself wealthier. Yeah, but my greatest treasure is my steward.
My life belongs to the house of Hur. Nothing else exists for me except my daughter.
She must be a young woman by now.
Yes, and your property.
Oh.
Since she was born the daughter of your slave.
When I inherited you, I inherited a friend, not a slave.
Still, Esther has come with me from Antioch to ask your permission to marry.
Well, it's granted. I wish you the joy of many grandchildren.
If it is the Lord's will, I shall rejoice. Esther wishes to speak to her master.
You're eager to marry, Esther?
It is my father's wish.
Husband would be fortunate. What is his name?
David, son of Matthias.
Of what house?
His own master.
He is a freeman.
Tell me more about him.
I have seen him only once.
He is a merchant, well thought of in Antioch. He will pay for Esther's freedom.
Her freedom will be my wedding gift to Esther.
You are generous, Master.
You love this man?
I will learn to love him.
You have my permission to marry. We will drink to your happiness.
And a safe return to Antioch. Disturbed you?
No.
What were you thinking?
I was saying goodbye to this city and this house.
You've not often been here. What do you remember of it?
My father sometimes brought me here when I was little. It was a house where I was always happy. Except once. When you and your friend, the Roman boy...
Marcella.
Yes. You had been out hunting. And they brought you home injured. I touched your face as you lay there. And pray to God, don't let this boy die.
I can hear how you said it. Gently, as you say it now.
Yes, Master.
Master? Well, I've given you your freedom.
It's strange. I hardly felt a slave. But now, I hardly feel free.
You know, in the old wise days of Solomon, if there was among his slaves some girl who filled his eyes, he could choose her out from the rest and take her to him. Wise days of Solomon.
Different days. And long ago.
If you were not a bride, I should kiss you goodbye.
If I were not a bride, there would be no goodbyes to be said.
Slavery. Fair exchange. Freedom to you, the ring to me.
You will wear it. Until you meet the woman you will marry.
Yes. Until then.
The gods favor my Lord Gratus. If it is the governor's pleasure, the wreath of office.
Thank you, Tribune. I see no delegation from the city.
There will not be one, sir.
No?
Jerusalem's welcome will not be a warm one. But I pledge my lord it will be a quiet one.
Let us proceed.
He saw you, Judah.
Fell and struck the governor.
Oh, no, my phone! Judah, they won't believe
me. Not to say anything, you hear? Just say nothing.
Open the gate!
I'll speak to them.
Arrest them!
Wait! Let me tell you what happened.
Hold those women!
Stop them!
Judah!
It was an accident. Let me tell you what happened. It was an accident.
I was standing in the room. This is the man, sir. We saw him.
Accident.
Accident.
I swear. I put my hand on the ledge. One of the tiles was loose and gave way.
Take him. Take all of them.
Take him away.
Ma'am.
It was me. Let them go.
Judah.
Miss Ella.
In the name of God, tell them it's a mistake. I beamed in the tile and it broke loose.
It was an accident. Let them go. They have nothing to do with it.
Let the servants go.
Let them go. Return to your ranks.
Oh.
come from?
Where?
Tyrus.
Tyrus? I've had no trial. I'm to die in the galleys without even a trial? There's no truth in the charge. You can hear me? Not a word of truth.
Wait, my mother.
My sister. What happened to them? Where are they?
Tie his hands.
At least tell me if they're safe.
I can tell you nothing.
Get along. Keep moving.
Go. Go! The door.
Where are my mother and sister?
Walls. The governor is recovering. They won't die. Of course, they will be sentenced.
Is it possible, Miss Sally? Is it possible you could do this to us? To people you've known, a family you've loved? You will let them go. You must. We'll gladly let them go. But Sella! I didn't try to kill the governor. You know that. I'm not mad. I'm not a murderer.
I know you're not.
No. You are evil.
No, Judah, I am not evil. I wanted your help. Now you've given it to me. By making this example of you, I discourage treason. By condemning without hesitation an old friend, I shall be feared.
But not my family. Let them go. Please. Miss Sally, I beg you.
Beg!
Didn't I beg you?
Choose this for yourself. There's nothing more to be said.
Me and your mother and sister will die today. Nailed to crosses in front of you. Go on, Judah. Kill me.
God grant me vengeance. I will pray that you live till I return.
Return?
Take it.
Tribune will see you now.
I'm steward of the House of Hur.
I remember you.
This is my daughter, Esther. We were on our way to Antioch when we heard what had happened. Judah Ben-Hur could not have done this thing. You knew him, Tribune.
Better than you?
Then there must be no doubt in your mind, Tribune, that the charge is groundless.
The prisoners have been sentenced.
Sentenced?
But there's no truth in it. There was never a threat against the governor in Judah's mind.
Surely you must know he would never have done this. In your heart, you must know it.
Drusus. This man had better be kept here until we've time to question him.
for him.
In a few minutes, the council's barge will be coming alongside, ready to raise oars.
Commander Quintus Arius.
How many rowers?
200, Consul.
And reliefs?
Of 30 every hour.
This man is ill. Replace him.
Change him.
Right, sir.
This man has been giving you trouble?
He's insubordinate, Consul. That will stop.
What service have you seen? 41.
A month less a day in this ship.
You keep an exact account. And before?
3 years in other ships.
3 years? You have the spirit to fight back, but the good sense to control it. Your eyes are full of hate, 41. That's good. Hate keeps a man alive. It gives him strength. Now listen to me, all of you. You are all condemned men. We keep you alive to serve this ship. So row well and live.
Ship ready, Consul.
Strike oars.
Strike oars!
You know that a fleet of Macedonian galleys has been raiding Roman commerce. The Emperor has honored us with the task of seeking out and destroying them.
Thank you.
why are you here?
I was ordered to report to you during my relief.
Yes. I'd forgotten. You could have killed me as I lay there. You're a condemned man. Why didn't you?
I'm not ready to die.
What do you think will save you?
The God of my fathers.
Your God has forsaken you. He has no more power than the images I pray to. My gods will not help me. Your God will not help you.
I might. Does that interest you, 41?
I can see that it does. I'm a fighting man by profession, and in my leisure moments it amuses me to train fighting men. I own some of the best gladiators and charioteers in Rome. Would you like to become one of them?
To die as your slave?
Better than to live in chains below these decks.
I will not be here forever.
No? What would you do if you escaped?
Two people were condemned with me. My mother and sister, even though they were innocent. I will not rest.
Do not say that you were innocent.
Would it do any good to say it again?
No. Now, consider my offer carefully. You will never escape while we are victorious. If we are not, you will sink with this ship chained to your oar.
I cannot believe that God has let me live these 3 years to die chained to an oar.
It's a strange, stubborn faith you keep. To believe that existence has a purpose. A sane man would have learned to lose it long before this.
As you have. What drove it out of you?
Go back to your oar, 41.
Consul, enemy sighted.
Signal the fleet. Prepare for battle.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. Once before, a man helped me. I didn't know why then.
Noble! Speed!
Thank you.
command.
We're going to be rammed!
Why did you save me?
Why did you have me unchained?
What is your name? 41.
Judah Ben-Hur.
Judah Ben-Hur. Let me die.
We keep you alive to serve this ship. Row well and live.
Is the sail square?
I can't tell.
Better for us both if it's the enemy. My death, your freedom.
It's a Roman sail.
Welcome, Consul. We had given up all hope for you. Water!
The fleet. All lost.
5 galleys.
And the battle?
The battle was won. You have a victory.
It was a victory?
Complete.
In his eagerness to save you, your god has also saved the Roman fleet.
have cleared the seaways of a great danger, Quintus Arius. This baton of victory has been nobly won. This man riding beside you, who is he?
The man who saved me, Divine Emperor, to return and serve you.
Is that all you know about him?
No. He was accused of an attack on the governor of Judea. But he was innocent.
If not, there's a strange inconsistency in this man who tries to kill my governor, yet saves the life of my consul. Come tomorrow. We'll talk of him. On this man of some influence in his own country, his attack upon our governors, an attack upon the Senate and the people of Rome.
Divine Emperor, I'm convinced that no such attack was intended.
Consul, allow us to continue. Allow us to be generous. As a reward to you for your great victory, we shall not send him back to the galley. We give him to you as your slave to do with him as you like. Such is the will of the Senate and the people of Rome.
Not long ago, I returned to Rome with a young man who had saved my life. You all know him as the finest charioteer in Rome. 5 times he's driven my horses to victory. I know him as one who stands in the place of the son I lost. I have the love and pride in a son's achievements, which I thought I should never have again. Nothing could make stronger the bond between us, but tonight I wish to share it with you all. The formalities of adoption have been completed. Young Arius is now the legal bearer of my name and the heir to my property. This ring of my ancestors would have gone to my son. So now it is yours.
Strange destiny that brought me to a new life, a new home, a new father. It brought me here. It may take me away. But wherever I may be,
I shall always try to wear this ring as a son of Arius should. With gratitude and affection. And with honor.
I present my son to you. My old friend Pontius Pilate, young Attius.
Before you came to the city, my horse has always won.
Magnificent horses, sir. Extremely swift.
Yes, but not swift enough to defeat you. Tell me, you come from Judea?
Yes, sir.
I hear that the climate is difficult to live in.
Not for Judea.
The terrible prospect. I am to be made governor.
Of Judea?
Yes. I asked for Alexandria, but it seems the wilderness needs my particular talents. The scorpions and holy prophets can't get on without me. There it is.
Lay the dust of Judea, at least for the evening.
Goats and Jehovah.
Journey I can't keep you from. Your eyes have never left it all through these months. I can recognize pain. But still, my counsel is to wait. Gratus is to be replaced. The governorship goes to Pontius Pilate.
When?
Very soon. It's very much to our purpose.
Nothing is to the purpose if when I come back to Judea, I come too late. That is the thought which has punished me every moment I've spent here.
Will Rome see you again?
Here is a part of my life which you have made for me. I shall remember it.
Whoever the gods are, they take small interest in an old man's hopes.
They have their way.
Stranger here. Would you be from Nazareth?
Why do you ask?
I thought you might be the one that I have come back from my country to find. You be about your age.
Who?
When I find him, I shall know him. Oh, but forgive me. I am Balthazar of Alexandria. I am the guest of Sheik Ildrun. That is my horse.
Gently! Wolf! Headless toad! You know nothing of horses! Whip my children once and I'll drain every drop of your blood! Now, gently around the first turn and let them run! Go on! Keep my words in your head and a seat of wisdom!
Beautiful horses.
Happened.
Huh? The horses are very fine, but they're not a team.
Not a team?
One of them held steady, the one on the outside.
Untied it.
The slow one?
Uh-huh.
I think he should run on the inside where he can steady the others in turns.
You have a keen eye. Where did you acquire it?
In a circus in Rome.
You have driven in the great circus. Tell me, my friend, would you make my four run as one?
I'm on my way to Jerusalem.
Would your caravan rest until daylight tomorrow? We have time enough to eat, drink, and talk. Come into my tent and refresh yourself. And let me hear how you raced in Rome. And if I had a voice to sing, I would sing you the psalm of horses. I tell you, no other animal has descended so unscathed from the first innocent forming of the world. And tomorrow, I shall put Antares on the inside.
When you do, shorten the yoke. We'll help them in the turns.
Judah Ben-Hur, you were a Jew, yet you drove in the great circus.
Yes. By strange choice. Stranger fortune.
Ah, your coming here was so fit, so right. We might have achieved wonders. You have to go.
I make a journey which will not wait.
Ah, well. And perhaps you will come back. And when you do, bring your friends, bring your wives.
I have no wives.
No wives at all? Oh, I have six. No, seven.
I've counted eight. And that is because he is traveling. At home, he has more.
Believe me, my friend, it is a great advantage of many wives.
Someday I hope to have one.
One wife? One god that I can understand, but one wife that is not civilized. It is not generous. Was the food not to your liking?
Indeed.
Thank you. And take my advice, my friend. Buy yourself some wives. And now, I must say good night to my beauties. When they are ready for sleep, they get impatient and jealous. They wait to see which one I will embrace first.
I'll make my farewells.
No, then. No, stay. Stay and see them.
Come, my children. Come. Strangers make them shy. Come. Come, do not be afraid. Come. Ah. There, my children. They are descended from the Arabian races of the first pharaohs, and they have named them for the stars. Come, Antares. You are the slowest, and you can run all day without tiring. What? Yes, yes. Yes, I love you too. There's my good Antares. Come, Rigel. We've both supped well, and the world is good. There's my good Rigel. Ah, yes, you are ready for sleep. The day's work's done for you, eh? Ah, yes. Well, you can go to sleep in a minute. Good night. Good night, my treasure. Ah, steady, Aldebaran. I haven't forgotten you. No, you are the swiftest, but you must be steady.
Never seen finer horses, even in Rome.
Ah, you should see their mother, Mira. I dare not bring her because my people couldn't bear her absence. All right, all right. Ah, you are their friend, and they do not give their affections readily. Come, Antares, Rigel. It is late. Atair, Aldebaran, go to sleep. You must be strong and swift. Go, my children, go. When they race at Jerusalem, they will challenge the finest teams in the world, not to mention the champion of the East. The Tribune Messala with his black devils. He stops at nothing to win.
Messala? In the circus?
Yes. You knew him?
I know him.
Perhaps without much liking. Judah Ben-Hur, my people are praying for a man who can drive their team to victory over Messala. You could be that man. You could be the one to stamp this Roman's arrogance into the sand of that arena. You've seen my horses. They need only a driver who is worthy of them. One who will rule them with love and not the whip. For such a man, they would outrace the wind.
It's not possible.
That is a pity. Think of it. To break his pride. To humble this tribune before the very people he has degraded. Just think. His defeat and humiliation at the hands of a Jew. I know it is not possible. Does it not delight your imagination? Does it not answer your purpose?
I must deal with Messala in my own way.
And your way is to kill him. I see this terrible thing in your eyes, Judah Ben-Hur. But no matter what this man has done to you, you have no right to take his life. He will be punished inevitably.
I don't believe in miracles.
But all life is a miracle. Why will you not accept God's judgment? You do not believe in miracles. Yet God once spoke to me out of the darkness, and the star led me to a village called Bethlehem, where I found a newborn child in a manger. And God lived in this child. By now he is a grown man and must be ready to begin his work. And that is why I have returned here, so that I may be at hand when he comes among us. He is near. He saw the sun set this evening, as we did. Perhaps he's standing in a doorway somewhere or on a hilltop. Perhaps he is a shepherd, a merchant, a fisherman. But he lives, and all our lives from now on will carry his mark. There are many paths to God, my son. I hope yours will not be too difficult. I am
ready for sleep.
Balthazar is a good man. But until all men are like him, we must keep our swords bright.
And our intention true. So I must leave you.
One last thought. There is no law in the arena. Many are killed. I hope to see you again.
Esther? It's Judah. I'm there. I'm with you. That's it. Where's your father?
The day they took you away. They imprisoned him. They tortured him. When they were sure he was hiding that, they let him go. Ever since then, we have been living here.
You never went...
In hiding.
Never went back to Avia?
No. The Romans took everything. There was nothing left for us there.
Esther. Where are my mother and sister?
Esther.
Let me tell him first. Father. Father, something wonderful has happened. Chunha Ben-Hur is alive.
Chunha.
He has come home. He is here.
Chunha Ben-Hur.
My dear old friend.
Let me look at you. Let me see you. Yes, yes. It is true. Praise God for his mercy. Since that terrible day, there has been no word of them.
You should have been less loyal.
Do not pity me, Master Judah. In fact, I'm twice the man I was. There was Malak, my other half. We met in the dungeons of the Citadel. We were released on the same day. Malak without a tongue, and I without life in my legs. Since then, I have been his tongue, and he has been my legs. Together, we make a considerable man.
Old friend.
She always said you would return. She never gave up hope.
Though I hoped it, I didn't believe it.
I see that your one thought is to save your mother and sister. But suppose that isn't possible. If one purpose fails, it is good to have another. Much of your fortune is safe, Judah. They could not make me tell them where it is. It is there still, to put power into our hands and buy death for the Romans.
That's not why I came back.
Judah, they are dead. 4 years. No one could live so long in the dungeons.
Who lives more than 1 year in the galleys?
Why, yes, it is true. Judah Ben-Hur. You have come back to us like a returning faith. Oh, Judah, I should like to laugh again. Let us laugh.
We will laugh.
There will be joy again in this house. We will celebrate among the dust and cobwebs.
I will take him. Stood here before.
A long while ago.
4 years.
But now it seems as if only yesterday.
I was saying, if you were not a bride, I should kiss you goodbye.
If I were not a bride, there would be no goodbyes to be said.
not a bride. My father needed me. And also,
still on my finger. I said I should wear it till I met a woman I would marry. Become a part of my hand.
If Masala wants to know you were here.
As he must. He will know where they are.
And if you should find... If he should tell you that...
Then Masala will wish they were living.
I've seen too much of what hate can do. My father is burned up with it. But I've heard of a young rabbi who says that forgiveness is greater and love more powerful than hatred. I believe it.
Yes.
Judah... Stay alive. Keep away from Masala.
Only if I can give up thinking and feeling. That time isn't yet come.
The stone that fell from this roof so long ago is still falling. Only this time you won't be sent to the galleys. This time you will be destroyed. You'll die.
The Tribune. The compliments of Quintus Sardius. We await your pleasure.
Consul here?
It is Quintus Sardius the younger, Tribune.
Find him. Bring him to me.
I didn't know the consul had a son.
Heard of young Arius. He's a champion of the great circus. Why is he here presenting me with gifts?
Perhaps he will race against you in the games.
Look.
That's magnificent.
And from a man I've never met. You're wrong, Masala.
Judah. By what magic do you bear the name of a consul of Rome?
You were the magician, Masala. You condemned me to the galleys. When my ship was sunk, I saved the consul's life. You know his seal? Now I've come back, as I swore I would.
Your gift is exquisitely appropriate, young Arius. Do you suggest I use it on myself?
What has become of my mother and my sister?
It is not my duty to keep track of prisoners.
Find them, Messala. Restore them to me, and I will forget what I vowed with every stroke of that oar you chained me to.
I am not the governor of Judea. I can do nothing without Gratus' approval.
Then give it! I will come back tomorrow. Don't disappoint me, Messala.
What became of them?
It has been almost 5 years. Do you suppose they're still alive?
Go to the Citadel, Drusus, find out.
And if they're dead?
They're dead!
Miriam, yes. Wife. Tirza, daughter.
Yes, they're the ones. Are they alive?
East section. Lower level. Cell 2. Jailer on that level will know.
How long since you've seen them?
Never. And I've been here 3 years. But they're alive, all right. The food disappears. Outside the city and released at once. Then we'll burn out the cell.
There is someone there.
Who are you? Don't come any closer. Who are you? Esther. It's Miriam.
Miriam?
Stay where you are.
You have come home.
Stand back, Esther. We are lepers.
Living? Yes. He is alive. He is here.
Where?
He's searching for you now. I must find him and tell him.
No.
Tell my father.
No. Tell no one.
We are going away.
The Valley of the Lepers. We won't return.
But Judah has to be told.
No.
Please.
Your love for him. You will never tell him you've seen us.
He's never to know.
Let him remember us as we were. Promise me. Nothing else I can hope for. Only this.
I promise you.
I'm content. Thank you.
I will find out. I'm sure of that.
I pray to God they're alive. And that Masala will free them.
He'll free them. He wants to survive.
He cannot free them, Judah.
What do you mean?
I saw them.
You saw them? Where? When did you see them?
They were dead. They were dead.
When? When?
In the prison. When I was waiting for news of my father.
Why didn't you tell me?
I couldn't tell you. Nor even you, father. I was afraid that if you saw Misala... Oh, Judah, you have come to the end of your search. It's over now.
Over.
Judah.
Over.
Judah, forget, 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 Misala. Go back to Rome.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, officers, defenders of Great Rome's Imperium, may I enter?
Certainly, Sheik. You do us an unexpected honor.
The noble tribune is most gracious. And now, the question you're all asking yourselves, why am I here? As you know, I am a coarse gambling man. The games approach. I am raising my whites against the noble tribune's magnificent, undefeated blacks. But I will back my own poor horse.
No limits.
Mug me first, Sheik.
Hang me.
What odds?
A moment, please, my lords, protectors of the far-flung marshes. May I first sit down?
Sit down. Lie down. How much will you wager?
Yes, let's call his game.
Oh, give the Arab a seat.
A bench, quickly.
Thank you. Now.
1,000 denarii.
2,000.
Mug me, idle.
First. What?
Your spirit does you credit, but do not be impatient. There is time and money enough for all. First, gentlemen, the odds. The tribune has won many times. The odds should be in the same measure. Now, what is your pleasure, gentlemen?
2-1.
Oh. Noble Romans, men of the Tiber, masters of the earth. Where is the courage, the daring that made Rome master of the world? I can get better odds on any street market.
3-1.
Let us not haggle, let us be fair. In 4 years, the tribune has won 4 victories in the circus. In all truth.
Just a moment. Mm-hmm. We know you have good horses, but who is your driver?
Oh. Did I not tell you? How careless of me. The prince of her. Judah. Ben-Hur.
Prince of her? He was sent to the galleys years ago.
He has returned.
Returned? Impossible.
The divine Tiberius is merciful as always. Well, will no one back the noble tribune against a Jew? A galley slave? Perhaps I made a mistake in coming here. You, tribune. Will you give me 4-1?
Four to one.
Good. Bravo, Miss Allen.
4-1, Sheik.
The difference between a Roman and a Jew.
Or an Arab.
Bravely spoken. Now we will settle the amount of our wager. I will venture...
1,000 talents. 1,000 talents?
Yes, 1,000 talents.
Well,
of course, if it is too much, Gervin.
1,000 talents it will be.
Agreed.
Them well, they've earned it today.
fellows. If only men were as good.
Hey. Remember, I tell you, 9 times around the circus, huh?
Deborah. Hey.
Rigo. Did you hear? 9 lives to live, huh?
Nice, swift fella.
You must not win the race the first time around. Win the last time around. You cannot win alone. You must wait for the others.
Steady on Antares. Like a rock.
You will be our anchor.
I thought they would never love another as they love me.
They've taken me into their family.
Rest well, my stars. Tomorrow we go up to the city. And then, Judah, then, if you defeat Messala and the new governor there to see it, the news will scorch the streets of the whole Roman world.
Pontius Pilate here?
Yes, and ready to grind his heel into us. But you will make him see what men are born in this land.
I only know that I race against Messala. Seeking vengeance. But my path is set. Into your hands I commit my life. Do with me as you will.
The Star of David. To shine out for your people and my people together. And blind the eyes of Rome.
They are ready.
This is the day, Judah. It's between us now.
Yes, this is the day.
Judah! Look, he's driving a big chariot.
Judah, be careful. Don't let him near you.
Hail Jupiter!
Give me victory.
games in the name of your emperor, the divine Tiberius. We dedicate them to his glory and to the glory of Rome, of which you are all part. Let us honor those who race for us today. They come here from Alexandria, Messina, Carthage, Cyprus, Rome, Corinth, Athens, Phrygia, and Judea. To the best of these, the crown of victory. The race begins. Hail Caesar! Hail Caesar!
great victory. You are the people's one true God. For the time being, permit us to worship. I crown their God. Send for you. I have a message from Rome. A long life, young Arius, and the good sense to live it.
We cannot wait, Tribune.
He will come. He will come.
We cannot wait any longer, Tribune.
He will come! He will come.
I've sent for him, and he will come.
If you wish us to keep you alive, we have to go to work now, Tribune. Do you understand?
Take the legs off me. Not yet. Not till I've seen him. I don't receive him with half a body.
Triumph complete, Tudor. The race won. The enemy destroyed.
I see no enemy.
What do you think you see? The smashed body of a wretched animal. There's enough of a man still left here for you to hate. Let me help you. You think they're dead? Your mother's sister dead, and the race over. It isn't over, Judah. They're not dead. Them. It goes on, Judah.
there a way down here?
Are you a madman? Keep well out of this place.
Searching for two women, mother and daughter.
There are many women.
Of the family of her.
We have no names here.
Did you tell me they were dead?
It was what they wanted. Judah, you must not betray this faith. Will you do this for them?
Not to see them.
They're coming. Judah, love them in the way they must need to be loved. Not to look at them. Judah, let it be as if you had never come here. Please, Judah!
Is Judah well? Is he happy?
Yes, he is well. Your mind can be at rest for him. He is well, Miriam.
God be with you.
Thank you.
back.
Go back. To what?
Judah, they have one blessing left. To think you remember them as they were. And live your own life. Forget what is here.
Forget? It's as though they were alive in a grave.
But what can you do?
Undo what you've done. How could you have suffered them to come here? I must see.
No, Judah, please, Judah! Think, Judah, think! It will tear them apart if they see you.
He's here. I have found him. The child has become a man. And the man, oh, I know it now, is the Son of God. The promise is true.
Happy Balthazar. Life has answered you, has it?
Life has been answered. God has answered it. Come with me.
When the Romans were marching me to the galleys, thirst had nearly killed me. A man gave me water to drink. I went on living. I should have done better if I'd poured it into the sand.
No.
I'm thirsty still.
Come and listen.
I've business with Rome.
You insist on death. Goodbye, Judah.
Thank you.
You sent for me?
I hope I bring you a good conclusion to your victory. I have a message for you from the consul, your father.
I honor him.
As you may honor yourself. You have been made a citizen of Rome. Do you say nothing to this?
I have just come from the Valley of Stone, where my mother and sister live what's left of their lives. By Rome's will, lepers, outcasts without hope.
I have heard this. There was great blame there, very deeply regretted.
Their flesh is mine, my lord Pilate. It already carries Rome's mark.
Messala is dead. What he did has had its way with him.
The deed was not Messala's. I knew him well before the cruelty of Rome spread in his blood. Rome destroyed Messala as surely as Rome has destroyed my family.
Where there is greatness, great government or power, even great feeling or compassion, error also is great. We progress and mature by fault. But Rome has said she is ready to join your life to hers in a great future.
There are other voices.
The voice, for instance, of Arius, waiting for you in Rome. He would tell you, if I may speak in his place, not to crucify yourself on a shadow such as old resentment or impossible loyalties. Perfect freedom has no existence. The grown man knows the world he lives in. And for the present, the world is Rome. Young Arius, I am sure, will choose it.
I am Judah Ben-Hur.
I crossed this floor and spoke in friendship as I would speak to Arius. But when I go up those stairs, I become the hand of Caesar, ready to crush all those who challenge his authority. There are too many small men of envy and ambition who try to disrupt the government of Rome. You have become the victor and hero to these people. They look to you, their one true God, as I called you. If you stay here, you will find yourself part of this tragedy.
I am already part of this tragedy. Return this to Arius. I honor him too well to wear it any longer.
Even for the sake of Arius, I cannot protect you from personal disaster if you stay here. You are too great a danger. Leave Judea. You have my word.
Afraid you would never come back. Afraid of what would happen to you. But I see you again.
Your father's waiting for me. Where is he?
What do you mean to do? Oh, Judah, rest, sleep. For a few hours of the night, let your mind be at peace.
Peace, love and peace. Do you think I don't long for them as much as you do? Where do you see them?
You had heard this man from Nazareth.
Balthazar's word.
He's more than Balthazar's word. His voice traveled with such a still purpose. It was more than a voice. A man more than a man. He said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God."
Children of God? In that dead valley where we left them? I tell you, every man of Judea is unclean and will stay unclean until we've scoured off our bodies the crust and filth of being at the mercy of tyranny. No other life is possible except to wash this land clean.
In blood?
Yes, in blood.
I know there is a law in life, that blood gets more blood as dog begets dog. Death generates death, as the vulture breeds the vulture. But the voice I heard today on the hill said, "Love your enemy. Do good to those who despitefully use you."
And all who are born in this land hereafter can suffer as we have done.
As you make us do now. Are we to bear nothing together? Even love?
I can hardly draw breath without feeling you in my heart. And I know that everything I do from this moment will be as great a pain to you as you have ever suffered. It is better not to love me.
It was Judah Ben-Hur I loved. What has become of him? You seem to be now the very thing you set out to destroy, giving evil for evil. Hatred is turning you to stone. It's as though you had become Messala. I've lost you, Judah.
What are you doing here?
I was here last evening waiting for you. I've waited all night. What has happened? Where is Tirza?
Leave the food.
I'm coming closer. Don't be afraid.
What are you doing?
Don't be afraid. I've heard him again, the man from Nazareth. If ever words were from God, they are everything he says.
No, Father.
I cannot bear that you should never have known this hand of quiet reaching towards us.
No.
He's going to Jerusalem. We can find him there. Bring Tirza and we can go together to find him.
Tirza is dying. Leave the food and go. It's Judah. Oh. Why did you tell him?
Yes, Judah, yes.
Don't near her, please, God. Don't near her.
Mother. Wait, Mother. Wait.
Let me talk with you.
Oh, please. No, no further, please. No, Judah, my son. No.
Mother, let me see Tirza.
Tirza is dying.
No.
Judah, they would see Jesus of Nazareth. They will know that life is everlasting, and death is nothing to fear if you have faith. I will take them to him. The world is more than we know.
Alms for the blind. Alms for the blind. Alms for the blind.
Why are the streets deserted?
They have gone to the trial. Alms for the blind.
Whose trial?
The young rabbi from Nazareth. They're wanting his death.
It cannot be true.
Alms.
What has he done?
Nothing I know of. For the blind, for the blind, help for the blind.
Look! Lepers!
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 Oh, no!
Go away!
Lepers.
Get away! Oh, stay away!
Go away!
Go away!
Oh, no!
Stay away. Go away.
Thank you.
in his pain, this look of peace.
Watch over them, Esther.
You here to this when I hoped. You haven't failed, Esther.
This is where your search has brought you, Baltazar. You gave me water and a heart to live. What has he done to merit this?
He has taken the world of our sins onto himself. To this end, he said he was born. In that stable where I first saw him. For this cause he came into the world.
For this death.
This beginning.
Thank you.
I have lived too long.
Carrying in that cross the pain of the world.
It was so fearful. And yet, why is it? I'm not afraid anymore. The shadow of a storm.
Still dead.
almost at the moment he died, I heard him say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Even then.
Even then.
And I felt his voice take the sword out of my hand.